Hi, this is Glenn Mulcahy. Welcome to Love What You Play podcast. Today we'll be featuring an interview from our Youth Leadership online event that we originally hosted in December of 2018. The full event is available online on our website for loveofthegame.ca. Our mission is to help organizations, coaches, sports leaders develop programs so kids love the game more at the end of the season than they did at the beginning. We'd love to hear any feedback or comments down below, and please share this to others in your space so we can all work together to bring the game back to the kids, because that's where it belongs. Hope you enjoy the chat and you get some great nuggets. Thank you. Hi, this is Glenn Mulcahy, your host for Love What You Play online events and podcasts. Today, I'm really excited. It's our second time that we're actually doing a group call, and I'm going to be interacting with two people from BC Baseball Umpires Association as a result of an article I saw printed a few weeks back. I'm really excited to have this conversation. First off is Rhonda Pauls. She is the Vice President and Education Chair for BC Baseball Umpires Association. She's also a vice chair with Abbotsford School District in Education and a level 5 national umpire in baseball. Gord McFarlane is the umpire in chief for Cloverdale Minor Baseball. He is the Lower Mainland coordinator for the Grassroots Mentorship Program, which I'm hoping we're going to do a deep dive on in this call for BC Baseball Umpires Association. And he's a level 4 national baseball umpire. Thanks for joining me, and I'm really looking forward to this talk, Rhonda and Gord.
Thanks for having us, Glenn.
How important is mentorship from a coaching perspective? Well, it's very important, especially if you're starting out as a coach, because it takes years for you to develop your craft, no different than umpires. It's a craft that you have to develop. So the reversal of the trend, it sounds like you've accomplished it, but you're still having some issues because you said you were starting to see some red flags come up again. So where is that attrition rate now? And what do you see, you know, a year, two, 3 years down the road, how you can reverse the trends again?
Well, I'm not sure how to answer that because I'm a UIC and association, but my heart is really with the BCBUA. Okay. So I talked about it from a broad spectrum rather than a finite environment, such as one association, which I'm involved in. We were down approximately 180 umpires this year. There I was speaking with Larry Krause, who is the, and Rhonda knows Larry, he's from Abbotsford, who's the development of officials for the BCAHA. They estimated, they're looking at about, as you read in the article, about 40% of the referees not returning. And it seems that the culture out there is really what we need to change. And it comes through communication, Glenn. Again, really hard for me not to go back to my own association, but our mentorship program, it's not only introduced to the umpires. I meet with all the coaches during their draft because they're always going to be there, all of them. And, you know, I explain that these are young umpires. They're going to make mistakes. And if you yell and scream at them, they've been instructed to eject you. And BCBUA in the rule book has a rule that says ejection. But at the same time, I tell the coaches, if you have a young official that's making a mistake, has a very tiny strike zone, doesn't know what a fair foul ball is or the difference between the two, let me know, email me. And then I make sure to have a mentor or myself or another gentleman that I have involved, Sheridan Enables. We go out and we watch that umpire and we help him with that particular challenge that he's facing. And it really gives a vested perspective on behalf of the coaches. They now realize that when, first of all, they arrive at the park, they're going to have an umpire that's going to make mistakes. And if he does make a mistake, they've got recourse. They got a place to go where they can say, geez, Gord, you know, this umpire was calling strikes that were over the kid's head. How can we deal with this, right? And that's really the crux of the problem, isn't it? Some young guy calls a strike zone that goes past the young player's nose, and there's dad expecting his kid to hit a home run, starts screaming and yelling. And that's kind of the whole gist of it, right?
Yeah. the kind of precursor, and I don't know if I really want to go there because I don't really want to talk about issues. Because that's why I'm speechless. But I was talking about Rondo, and I kind of asked, I'll open Pandora's box because there's the other extreme. And what you're doing is fantastic, that it's curbing the attrition. You're opening the dialogue with coaches. But is there any part of this program that has dialogue with the parents at the beginning of the season?
So I'll let me jump in on this just for a second.
Please, talk
about it from an association level. Provincially speaking, we don't have access to the parents. We would love to be able to meet with parents and to do that sort of thing, but we don't have access. We have access to coaches. We have access to leaders of the organizations who we meet with regularly to work on policy and to work on strategy and that sort of thing. We follow up with discipline and interactions as best as we can, but the parents are a little bit out of reach for us as an organization because we have no point of contact with them like a UIC might. So that would be something that we are looking to work with Baseball BC right now. Myself and one of our other UICs in the province will be sitting with a panel from Baseball BC to work on a code of conduct for the next year that every single league that we work in, coaching, officiating, the parent body, the PSO will endorse, that will have a standard for conduct. And that is going to include parents. And that is going to rest on the local associations for policing the conduct of their parents based on the expectations that we come up with, because a lot of the issues that we are finding now is parent conduct, not just coach interaction with officials. Parents are actually almost as big as a problem or greater problem because of the level of volume and comments coming from our bleachers to kids. That's very distracting and discouraging to them during the game. So we are hoping over the next year through policy that will be handed down to the association level, which will be Gord's bailiwick, to come up with some universal expectations that we can all enforce and adhere to and back as a baseball community, regardless of which aspect of baseball we represent. So Gord, I'll hand that over to you.
So when we're teaching clinics, Glenn, we teach all our umpires that they're responsible for everything inside the fence. Anything outside the fence is not their responsibility. When we have conduct untoward by parent or spectator, in Cloverdale at the association level, we have our umpires and coaches. In erasing that us versus they line, our umpires are able to go to the coaches and say, geez, can you help me out with this parent? And the coach can then go over and say, that's enough, and stop the parent from continuing the behavior. And it's been very, very successful. Obviously, it has some challenges because at times you'll have visiting teams. And the visiting coaches may not have the same architecture behind in their association that provides that relationship. And so we are going to be looking at, we've just got permission from the city to put signs up. Rhonda has seen the signs in
Kamloops.
In Kamloops. I was worried you weren't moving. I thought maybe I lost my signal. No, in Kamloops. And, you know, in short, the sign reads, you know, your kid's not going to the big leagues, you know, be respectful kind of thing. But it's done in a witty manner. And I think that is a really good starting point just to remind people, because, you know, Glenn, in all honesty, these parents driving to the park in a big rush after they're at work and they're running around with multiple kids, and the next thing you know, they're sitting there and they're surprising themselves by yelling at the field. And just giving them a reminder of, hey, you know what, these are kids, let the kids play. There's no reason for you to be barking out like you are. And it's not going to be short-term solutions. It's going to be a long-term culture change that's really going to make an effect.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not just in baseball. And kind of brings back a question I should have asked earlier. Why is BC Baseball Umpires Association, is it a standalone entity from BC Baseball, or you're intertwined in some respect? Because you said, Rhonda, you didn't have a reach out to the parent group.
So Baseball BC is the PSO. And under the umbrella of the PSO, all of the leagues, one of which is we're considered like a league, the umpire league, are under their umbrella. So we are a member of the provincial sport organization and a partner of, but we have our own constitution and bylaws, our own mission statement, our own vision statement, and we are enforce our own discipline within. There is no authority body over top of us. We govern our own.
Gotcha. So you are responsible for all the umpires throughout the province that then feed into all the local associations?
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's a little different than, you know, like BC Hockey, they have their whole pool of officials. It used to be that the officials were recruited directly from associations. Now it's like this massive pool that they're using, and they're also suffering the same attrition trends. So attrition rates, these are the ones that I know of from dialogue, and I'm just curious how it is with the mentorship and without it. Hockey Canada loses about 50% of their first-year officials, mm-hmm. and then every year thereafter, 33%. And it's literally bang on with every other sport that I've talked to. Like I've talked right across this country. Is that similar in areas where there isn't mentorship, and or is it how much of a decrease it is? Because if this is like the magic sauce, everybody got to jump on it, right?
Right. So our data is collected slightly differently. So it's posed from a different angle. Last year we retained 62% of the total of our officials. Most of those were experienced and senior umpires. So of the, you know, last year we had 1,500 or so officials. Most of those that were retained were umpires with tenure. So in Gord's association, he will tell you that he has great retention of his first and second year umpires because of the story that he has just told. Yeah. In other areas where we don't have that kind of support, our first and second year umpire turnover is between 70% and 80%. Yeah.
So hence the reason for the article, hence the reason to change the culture.
Absolutely.
You touched on that Baseball Canada and even Hockey Canada were kind of looking at this model as something to adapt en masse to help with their attrition levels. Maybe give a little bit of expand on that.
So one of the things that we did in Western Canada this year, we have something called a caravan program, which is where we teach our instructors. And once you're certified to instruct, you can go anywhere and instruct. One of the components that we added to that this year was talking about mentorship and the value of mentorship and some statistics and some of the value of doing that in how we develop our officials so that there's a perspective for that. And bringing that to the national level, knowing that some of our provinces have more resources than others. So the bigger the province, the more money we have, the more officials we have, the more brains we put together to do the work. In some of our smaller provinces or, you know, middle provinces, people are more spread out. They have less opportunities for that kind of collaboration. The goal here was once we'd invented the wheel, to not expect everybody else to have to reinvent it. So we want to share that information. Gord and I and we have a committee, we have a consortium, and we built a manual a couple of years ago, how to build a mentorship program in any association that gave some guidelines and some directives, but left flexibility. And what we want to do is find a way to share that. I've done many consultations with other provinces and UICs from other places as I travel about the nation for baseball. And everyone wants this information. Everybody wants to know how to do it. So we're just trying to look at an organized way from Baseball Canada's perspective to put it in module form so that's accessible and available to every province and every UIC and every association everywhere.